We're at the Creperie in Logan, where Chelsea Monaco is a manager. She works with two employees with disabilities.
They do everything I tell them. They work really hard.
If she has any advice for people who work with other people with disabilities, it's this.
Basically, you treat them the same.
Tricia Jones-Parkin has been placing people with disabilities in employment since 2005. She's talked to a lot of employers and employees, and she's learned what makes their relationships work. Tricia now works for the Center for Persons with Disabilities Salt Lake City location. She joined us via the KCPW studio.
It's often a cost-effective way to improve workflow and reduce waste. Sometimes there's been an approach of charity or it's the right thing to do and not necessarily looking at what the employer's needs are and matching that with the job seeker. And so when that happens, oftentimes those are the first positions to go. Employers want people who can do the job. They need to treat this like any other business decision. Really, that job match and goodness of fit is really important. And we've not always been the greatest at connecting people that have barriers to employment to the right kinds of work. Understanding that a person with a disability is just like everybody else in terms of preference and skills, talents, and trying to find where those pieces connect.
There might be a learning curve on both sides. Here's Chelsea again.
Tyrus is really sweet, and we've all gotten to be really good friends with him. He was deaf when he was born, so he didn't really gain a lot of talking skills, so he can't talk very well, but now that we know him, he will talk with us and we know what he's saying. And I feel like it's really awesome to have progressed to know him and to know him personally.
In every setting, whether you have a visible disability or not, there are people that struggle with fitting in. When you work with folks that have those different kinds of abilities or ways that they go about doing things, you become a better collaborator because you've had to problem solve in a different way.
But what happens if an employee with a disability struggles in a job?
In a situation where I didn't know necessarily what to do, there's not always a specific disability approach. It's, well, what would I do with anybody else in this situation? I've spent most of my time working in behalf of people who experience intellectual disabilities. You know, the folks that I have worked with have oftentimes presented multiple barriers. What I have seen is that once people get those labels, that's where they get stuck. Mark Gold is a brilliant person who really did a lot of work with folks as they were coming out of the institutions early on in the disability movement. And he's coined phrases, try another way. And I have certainly used that advice and gone back to that. You can get stuck and you don't always figure it out for every single person. But I believe we owe it to people to try.
We should tell you the CPD supports UPR programming. For Utah Public Radio, this is Jolynn Lyon.
Support for Diagnose comes from Intermountain Healthcare, a not-for-profit healthcare system with 23 hospitals and 170 medical clinics located throughout the Intermountain West. Intermountain Healthcare also offers managed care under the insurance brand Select Health. Information at intermountainhealthcare.org.